Chapter 4. How to Make Yourself Rich. Robert's View. Solve Problems.
Everyone has money problems. If you want to make yourself rich, solve problems. Identifying a problem creates the opportunity for creating a solution. Every generation will have its own unique set of financial problems. For my parents' generation, their challenges included a depression and a world war. Their solution to those problems was to go to school, get a safe and secure job with benefits, retire at 65, and play golf for the rest of their lives. Many of the World War II generation had a defined benefit pension plan, savings, Social Security, and Medicare. For many of my parents' generation, a good education and a good job were adequate for financial survival. My generation, the baby boom generation, faces a set of different financial problems. Today, a good college education and a good job are not enough. To make matters worse, jobs are being exported overseas. Today, fewer and fewer companies have defined benefit pension plans. Because defined benefit pension plans are so expensive, companies that do have them are starting to alter them or discontinue them simply to save money. Companies do not want to pay for employees for life. In 1974, due to the change in global markets, many companies stopped offering defined benefit, DB plans, and began offering defined contribution, DC plans, which later became known in the United States as 401k, IRA, and KEO plans. My generation's problem is that a DB plan is a true pension plan, and a DC plan is not a true pension plan. It is a savings plan. In very simple terms, a defined benefit plan will cover you for as long as you live. A defined contribution plan will cover you only as long as there is money in your account. In other words, a DB plan, in theory, will not run out of money, while a DC plan can run out of money. That may be why USA Today found that the greatest fear in America today is running out of money during retirement. Most of us already know that up to 80% of the baby boom generation does not have enough wealth to fall back on. The generations following the baby boom generation, often called Generation X and Generation Y, will have a different set of financial problems to handle. If the baby boom generation does not do a good job cleaning up the mess left by its parents, there will be an even bigger mess for Generation X and Generation Y to handle. Generation X and Y will not only have to handle their own financial problems and the debts of our country, the biggest debt in the history of the world, they will also inherit their baby boomer parents' financial problems, and maybe even their grandparents' problems, since we are all expected to live longer. By living longer, we may expect to extend our working years by retiring later. But what if we live longer and are not able to continue working? The growing size of this problem, now in the trillions of dollars, is daunting. Merely pushing it forward onto the next generation just makes the problem bigger and more complex. The bigger and more complex the financial problems become, the higher the financial IQ is required to handle the problems. We're going to need all the brain power we can get to solve this problem. Worst of all, the lack of financial education in our schools makes it easy for unscrupulous people, even elected officials from both parties, to legally steal from the unsuspecting. So the problem compounds itself.